Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 143. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Great night.
It is. It's been a great night.
It's a mini.
It's a mini.
It's just a baby.
Maybe you're just like downplaying this night. Like, it's just a mini.
Yeah, it's just a mini.
Your headache's just a mini, right?
You give them the
yeah.
It is a mini. 143 of these suckers.
You don't want me to add it up this time, though, right?
No.
Okay.
We're at this will be 306 total because the three-year episode that drops tonight is 305.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So how about that?
And we're into our third year. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
What the heck, man?
Mind blowing. Even bigger than the eclipse.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah, that's up and coming.
See, Nate knows he has job security, so he just
AKA the apocalypse. Is that what you're
says
saying?
Whatever he wants. It has been a good night.
Yeah,
we just chatted with our good friend Tim Mullins.
That's right.
And that was fun. That was a good time. We have a little middle-aged mini, it says here, Nate, whether you like it or not. So, we don't have a COSO.
No.
So, we're just going to get right to it. Sean, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about the Villa de Vici. This is obviously Italian-based, and so I tried not to do my gangster voice.
But it's German.
This is a German, yeah, right, no, not so much. This is my pick, just in case anybody wanted to know.
It's fine. We really didn't care.
Whatever, dude.
Hey, forget about it, right?
Nate just gave you the whatever.
This is super creepy, though.
Right? All right.
Well, it looks creepy.
It is very creepy.
The guy who picked the topic's creepy.
That's right. Oh, that's me. Villa de Vici. So, Cortanova, Italy. The abandoned ghost mansion was left to decay in the mountains of northern Italy. So, that's a great setup, right? Just east of Lake Como, nestled against the forested mountains of Cortanova, sits a house that's said to be haunted. Villa de Vici, alternately nicknamed the Red House, Ghost Mansion, and Casa del String Cheese?
What was that?
Straggy? I don't know how to say it. Which means the House of Witches. Let's just say the House of Witches. Was built between 1854 and 1857 as the summer residence of Count Felix de Vici. Yeah, he's a vampire, right? Within a few short years of its completion, the house witnessed an inexplicable string of tragedies that would forever cement its gothic legacy.
That was a heck of a foundation.
Right? Well, I found the best one I could. Hey, it's my pick. I gotta keep it stilted up here. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a really cool place.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Put it on the list.
Oh, it's already there.
It's going to be one of those
been
where
there.
We'll never go.
I got there before you guys. Yeah, no, sure. I wish.
Yeah. How'd you come up with this one, by the way?
I was doing a Nate and just looking up haunted, creepy places around the world. Because I thought, you know, it's always like, okay, we're in New York.
Haunted,
now we're in Philadelphia. We're in, like, or Pennsylvania. And there's certain places I'm like, let's get out of the country again. We got to find some good place.
I don't think
and
we've done one out of the country in a
Italy,
while.
It's been a minute.
Especially Italy.
So,
oh.
Yeah. Italy's got some good
just
stuff.
Just east of Lake Como. Como.
Como.
That's
Como.
Right.
Or is it named after Perry Como? No.
That could be.
Yeah, this is a really very cool place. I like the House of Witches, or what do they call it? The Ghost Mansion.
I had me at House
of Witches and Ghost Mansion.
I got the shivers.
Could be a Mako, you know, out of the country, a foreign Mako headquarters.
You're looking for a headquarters, an HQ, right?
That's right.
This says Count Felix de Vici was head of the Italian National Guard and a decorated hero following Milan's liberation from Austrian rule in 1848, yesteryear. A well-read and widely traveled man, the Count set out to build a dream retreat for his family with the help of architect Alessandro Sidoli.
Nailed it.
Yep. The spaghetti. Okay, now this makes me think of, I'm going to try not to butcher this, but this is a little dad joke with a little Italian humor.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, are you ready for this? I was trying to tell my wife that I could build a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove pasta. Pasta.
Nate, hit the crickets.
Pasta. I can't. You just have to say it just right, but sorry. That's horrible, isn't it? But that's my best Italian.
It's not good.
Dad humor.
You sent that to me the other day.
Oh, did I send that to you? Oh.
It's a little al dente.
It sucks.
That is a very clever one. You just didn't do it right.
I know. That's why I was like, okay, don't screw this up. You're okay. Probably screw this up.
So I have a little information here. This is really, it's our good buddy, Al Crowley, Alistair.
I love it.
It says bad boy. I like that. Bad boy occultist, Alistair Crowley, allegedly spent a few nights at the Villa in the 1920s, and reports of ritualistic orgies, sacrifices, animal and human, that's suicides, awesome, and murders abound. Having trekked to the Villa several times since moving to Italy, the rare individuals I've encountered were quiet, camera-toting, and disinclined to disturb anything. Nonetheless, the blunt truth is that people have done their worst to Villa De Vici, and therein lies the real tragedy. So good old Al Crowley. That guy gets around like...
I love that we're revisiting him.
I heard him on a podcast the other day, and I was just like,
"Did you?" Oh. He's dead. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
No, he wasn't on. He wasn't speaking.
That's too bad.
But it's just funny since we've done that guy is just insane, and everybody's reaction to like how crazy it was. I just think it's interesting to hear. You know, podcast.
What do we call him? A wild cat.
He was wild. He was nutty. He was a fruitcake.
Some of the modern conveniences built into the house were heating pipes, dumb waiters, and a large-scale pressurized fountain.
Huh. Interesting. And when was this built? You said 1850-something?
1850? 1840-something or other. Okay. 1854 to 1857 is when construction.
Wow.
So it's interesting. The guy, Alessandro Sidoli, died a year before the villa was completed, and many would later view his death as the first ill omen. So he was kind of the one that
started it.
Slippery slope, right?
Says in the years following, the infamous Red House has seen its fair share of foot traffic for better and, in my leaning opinion, this guy says, this website's called The Medium, for worse. While the natural elements began their assault early on, the majority of the house's irreversible damage has been done by humans. The walls are covered in anti-Semitic, pornographic, and satanic graffiti, and anything capable of being marred has been given its due modification. The grand piano, once said to be played at night by a ghostly entity, has sadly and predictably, though I repeat myself, been smashed to pieces. Now, that's terrible.
It's decimated. I mean, it doesn't even look like a piano. Yep. Yeah,
it says, a small comfort, some locals claim that music can still be heard coming from the house. That's eerie, but it's a tragedy how they treated this house.
Sometime in 1862, the Count returned home to find his wife brutally murdered.
Ooh.
Some sources claim her face was disfigured and his daughter missing. They're just saying most likely a home invasion.
Yeah.
All the way to a deliberate act of revenge. So they're not really exactly sure why it happened, but it happened.
Right. Right. Says in certain instances, the house feels more enchanted than haunted. Man, it says, do you remember Cocteau's?
What?
Cocteau's La Belle at La Bede? Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. No wonder we don't have Italian listeners. How the Beast Castle was a living entity, watchful and shimmering. I guess that's in the Beauty and the Beast. Just beyond beauty's waking vision, that's the Villa De Vici. Upon entering, one immediately senses eyes following them, neither welcoming nor malevolent. It's as if the house is holding its breath, waiting to see where you step and what you'll do next. And it's hard to shake the feeling that as soon as you depart, it will stir to life again. It says a visiting friend commented on the picture frieze above an entryway. It says he looks like he got caught mid-yawn and now has to hold it until we leave. So it's kind of like a living house.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's got its own soul.
Like
they
said, more enchanted than haunted.
Right. It's like Beauty and the Beast. Right?
Yep.
The Count, he searched for his daughter after she became missing for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gathering he never found her because he ended up committing suicide that same year.
She was with Aleister Crowley. No, that's not true.
Poor Al.
Did you guys say anything about the avalanche?
Nope.
Did you,
nope, but you will.
So they, well, that it is actually like, when you look at pictures of it, there are people that say that like in throughout history, they remember when it was at its finest and there was a fountain in the front. There's actually a picture of the fountain like spurting up. But there are local legend that as it started to become, you know, known for evil entities and people doing terrible things there, that that fountain, it's a good thing it doesn't function anymore because it was spewing blood at one point.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's kind of weird. But it's so it's crumbling in on itself. Like the windows are actually crumbling in and they keep people out. So you're not allowed to trespass, even though people still try. But they said a lady, I think she got hurt. They actually had to close the upstairs off because she fell like from one floor to the next. So it's actually quite dangerous. Mm-hmm. But this says, despite all natural and human efforts to bring about its demise, Villa de Vici persists. An avalanche in 2002 wiped out all of the nearby houses while the villa remained untouched. So it must be enchanted, right?
Mm-hmm. They said the house now resembles the set of a horror movie. That's too bad. Well, you know, when we buy it, we can just fix it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll make it the Mako headquarters. It's the way we want it. No, it is terrible. Yeah, there's a lot of brutality. And then, like I said, it's been treated terribly after, you know, since it's sat abandoned. I don't understand how people do that. Like even kids, I know kids are stupid and dumb and they don't respect
kids
anything.
But
like,
stupid? What?
But what? I just don't understand this type of, I mean, you shouldn't do that to just a regular house or I get a tunnel or a cave, but like this type of mansion or this type of location, I don't know. As a kid, I would never, not that I was into graffiti anyway, but I don't know. There's something about it where I think they should have lay their hands off of it. But
how about
me.
Kids' brains aren't developed yet? Because, well, technically mine's not.
No, not until like, what, 20s. Yeah. Well, I'm 53 mid-20s. And I'm still waiting on it to come together.
Yeah, that's right.
It hasn't quite gelled.
It's going to happen.
No, I just, I think that, I don't know. I know I'm asking too much, but.
You are. Way too much.
Thank you.
Much too much, right?
Yeah.
This says, know before you go. First and foremost, technically, going into the house is trespassing. A few tattered signs will tell you as much, so be mindful. Daylight hours are best for visiting. So that, with this like being said, so go ahead and go in the daylight.
Check it
and
out.
And not just because of things that go bump in the night. The house really is at its most viewable and for safety's sakes, navigable during the day. Second, and even more importantly, the house is falling apart and faster than ever. Recently, one of the upper floors gave out. This is the one I was talking about, taking a woman with it. The stairs are rapidly deteriorating and bits of ceiling regularly rain down. Hard hats and knee pads, I'm playing footsie with you, sir. And knee pads aren't necessarily a must, but be cautious and maybe avoid upper levels altogether. Last but far from least, please be respectful of the house and its surroundings. Villa de Vici is truly a magnificent piece of architecture and unique example of one man's vision that surpassed typical McMansion standards. Yeah. I thought that's cool.
Yeah, it is really
so
neat.
Has a heart and soul to it, you know, even though it's falling apart. Mm-hmm. It is so creepy. It looks like some place that like Dracula and Frankenstein would summer at, you know, truly in the
have a
Italian
vacation together.
Yeah. Well, that's probably where they, yeah.
Hey, Greg,
it's a romantic getaway friend. For the two of them.
Take their wives and have a, yeah.
I don't even want to know, right?
No, sister wives. It is really pretty. Even that it's crumbling, it's still really cool looking. Yeah. I wonder why they call it the House of Witches?
Is that I believe there were like seances and witchcraft and ceremonies there that have been held. And you know, people trespass and think, oh, man, this is a perfect place to conjure evil. Like, Aleister Crowley is good. I don't think Aleister Crowley did he wasn't there for a long period of time, but enough that people still talk about him.
Well, they
because he's so well known.
It's rumored.
Yeah, right? So there's a lot, and I think folk, like I said, like the fountain spewing blood and all this stuff. I mean, who knows how much of it's real, but there is still a lot of graffiti in there that shows that there's satanic junk in there and, you know, kind of witchcraft.
I believe all that.
And
I do believe
so, that. Yeah, so people have had, obviously, horrible ulterior motives.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so they're just saying that people, it's just like at Waverly where people were doing God knows what and things had to be cleaned by a priest. I mean, maybe that's what this place needs is a good priest.
Good priest and
spiritual cleansing
and
right.
An actual some elbow grease.
That's right.
I know a commercial cleaning business.
You do? Yeah, absolutely.
I know one of you guys mentioned hearing the piano play.
Yeah. Even though it smashed to pieces.
Yeah. Some say that they hear a female voice accompanying the piano.
So I wonder if it's the daughter that got, right? The daughter got murdered?
Wasn't that the wife got murdered. Daughter got kidnapped or whatever.
Oh, but that
could be the wife. Sing Sweet Nightingale. Ooh.
That would be creepy. Got a piano playing when it's smashed, and then you hear a woman, any voice, but a female voice. It's sad. That's a sad, tragic story, actually.
It needs a lady in white. It needs some...
Well, I was waiting for, like,
Al Capone.
Not that I would wish it, but, I mean, we always run into the young gal that her...
Somebody threw themselves off the tallest tower.
Because he never came back, or he broke up with her, and it's like, oh, man, that's all we need.
Yeah. Oh, show
I couldn't find that. Maybe it did happen. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, right?
I mean, some accounts say that, the Count committed suicide after not being able to find his daughter, but then other accounts say that he suffered from liver failure.
I saw the liver failure.
Drank himself to death, for sure. Well, finding your wife completely, murdered in such a tragic way.
Everything crumbles, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So some accounts on the Count, is that what?
Yeah, that's right. I like what you did there.
You like what I did there?
That's a little bit better than my pasta joke.
A lot better.
That's right.
No. What pasta joke?
Let's move
Drove
past that.
Pasta. Sorry.
What else you guys have on Villa De Vecchi?
I want to go. I'm already there.
Back in its heyday, I mean,
it'd be awesome.
Was most likely very, very beautiful.
According to the pictures, yeah. I mean, and that's why some people don't want to see it in its current state, because that's what they want to remember how it used to be and what it used to look like.
Yeah, it says, this guy writes in the Daily Mail, it says, the Villa De Vecchi hit home with me on both fronts, I guess. Plus, it has a fascinating, as we said, and very tragic history. He says, so the sad fate of the house reflects the tragedy that fell upon this family. So, I mean, just from the get-go, it kind of didn't have a chance. Really, there's nothing positive that happened in this place.
I think good intentions build it, and then
once it was built, man, nothing.
I just found a picture of it in the winter with the trees covered in snow.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Surreal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very pretty. And, I'm looking at these pictures. Maybe, Sean, when you post on the Facebook, maybe put a couple with I hate to do that, but just to show people with the graffiti. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's all over the place. But, but pictures without it, maybe.
Yeah, this winter photo makes me think of Bob Ross. Happy Little Mistake.
Oh,
happy tree.
I'm just going to put a little tree right here. Oh, Bob. He went on without us. Yeah. And the avalanche in 2002. It's just, my gosh. But it said, it destroyed most nearby buildings, but didn't hurt this place. So it's got, I don't know. I think it's got some enchanting something going on there. You think?
Oh, I mean, I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of these, you're right about some of these pictures and the defacing. It's sad.
Well, I don't have anything else on it unless you guys have.
We're going.
We'll wrap it up. Okay. We'll schedule that.
HQ.
We'll get our...
Summon Alistair. No, we're not doing that.
We'll get our travel agent to line it up for us.
That's right.
Do we have a travel agent?
Dracula.
We need one. We need a Mako travel agent.
Get Frankie and Dracula together.
Yeah. What'd you say?
They're romantic getaway. Like you said, with their wives.
That's a whole... Hold on.
I think I might have put a sister wives reference in there, but yeah.
Hey, let's end it on this. Nate, what do you have for us, sir?
It'll be a pretty good show or episode, whatever this is.
Oh,
that's a wrap.
That poor headache.
Is that due to the headache?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm done.
He's like, yeah, just take it for what it is. Hey, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you. Thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 143 and our discussion on the very haunted and I guess enchanted Ghost Mansion, the Villa De Vecchi. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's-a-go.